LoveWillChevy.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till three, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson. Touchdown! Hunter Renfro. Little man makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold. Clemson's going to the Elite Eight.
Out of bounds.
The center fielder at the wall.
It's out of here.
It's out of here.
Got the distance. Does it have the accuracy?
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Friday, December 12th. 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead, live inside the Upcountry Fiber studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. Very excited, elated, thrilled that you've chosen to join us today. And you know what? We chose you too. I need you to know that. We chose you too. When we signed up for this, we decided to hang out with you too. 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to chat with us about that today. Ben Milstead, happy Friday. How are we feeling today?
Happy Friday to you too, Quack. I'm extra fine today. Thank you. I assume everyone is fine out there in listener land. I know I am. And looking forward to the weekend. Looking forward to being home this weekend. That's interesting for me. But I will be, for the most part.
For the most part.
Yeah. Little basketball game Saturday in Little John. I believe you have one Sunday in Little John, right?
I do. I'm on the TV call tomorrow, so I'll be in a little double dip this weekend.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sneak that
look
right
at you
in there. Yeah, Jim Davis and I on the call, the legend. Doing a little Mercer Clemson.
He's got a couple more wins than you do.
He does.
Just a few.
He does. He knows a lot more about basketball than me.
I know. He's a good guy.
I'm not worried about tomorrow. I don't want to jump too far in. But I'm a little, like, Mercer is, it's kind of like the way I felt about women's basketball on Sunday. Like, Mercer is the most mid team that Clemson's faced so far. Like, they faced non-conference opponents that they're supposed to crush. And then they faced really good teams. And this is like a really good Southern Conference team. So I'm a little squirrely about that. Just a little squirrely.
The Mercer team, the 7-2 Mercer team that is 169 in KenPom, that team?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it. I'm not like worried about losing it. I'm just, it's a different challenge than the other teams that you're supposed to beat. They have a really good guard and a really good big. I'm excited to see them. Jed says Mercer tomorrow might be an underrated basketball team to compete for SoCon. They did lose to Tennessee by 15. They were down double digits at half and basically played them even in the second half. So I think Clemson should win. Clemson hasn't routinely just not shown up for these games. I think it's going to be a nice crowd tomorrow too.
Oh, yeah. I would expect it would be. So I'm looking forward to it. Midday in Little John on a Saturday, usually a good crowd, and makes me happy right there.
Last night, bowl show. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good, really good conversation. Thanks to everybody that came out. We made our playoff predictions that I think all of us were very gently. If I'm not very good at ice skating. In fact, I can't ice skate at all. But if I were just like slowly sliding out onto the ice, that's how I felt like I was like getting into my college football playoff picks last night. Very slowly, not sprinting at all.
Interesting analogy. Okay. I wasn't expecting that. Yeah, thanks to everybody who came out last night at Mellow Mushroom in Clemson. We had a good time. So it was a good discussion by all you panelists. I took notes.
I enjoyed the Ben Milstead reactions. The Ben Milstead reaction off offset is always they're always fun.
Ben Milstead was not feeling very well last night, so I the reactions were more internal rather than okay. spontaneous burst of enthusiasm or disgust.
So you were less than fine last night is what you're that's what you're telling me?
Just happy to be here, man. Day to day. Day to day. I did go to bed when the Falcons missed the 2-point conversion last night.
Oh, man.
Because I was not prepared to be hurt. You know, I was like, why am I going to stay awake longer knowing I'm going to get hurt by this? So I went to bed. And bless their heart, it's a Christmas miracle. They managed the clock wisely down the stretch and apparently kicked a field goal as time expired to win 29-28 over Tampa Bay. Despite every possible opportunity to try to lose the game with stupid, you know, just a random shot at Florida State. Sorry, it is what it is. It reminded me of some of those Florida State teams a few years back, like the Willie Taggart teams that, you know, had two penalties before the first snap of
the
ball.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way the Falcons looked last night. Like, hey, here's a I was going to say, here's a well-designed play. Let's see how many ways we can mess this up with boneheaded, you know, false starts and not enough, you know, too many men back, whatever, you know, dumb penalties. Why are the Falcons coaching staff running and calling complex plays when their team can't even line up properly? Like, you're doing all these exotic men in motion stuff. It looked like ice capades in the backfield. And shocker, men in motion all over the place last night. Thanks to Tampa Bay for rolling over and playing dead, for giving the Falcons a win.
I mean, here's what's crazy about it too. Like, Tampa's up 14 with 10 minutes left. If you are a team of a certain caliber, that's an easy game to put away. Like, let's not pretend that the Bucs and Falcons should have been equally motivated to win this game. Like, this, I remember when the Bucs were sitting at, I don't know, 6-2 or 6-3. Remember, we had a conversation about how, like, the Panthers were starting to play a little better. And I said on air, I remember this, I said on air, don't sleep on the Panthers. I think they'll have something to say about this division before the season is over. And I had a texter say, well, Quok, the Bucs exist. And I remember responding to this. It was right at the end of a show, so we didn't have time to, like, flesh it out. I remember responding to this guy very briefly, and I just said, look at their injury list. The Bucs are about to they're basically about to lose a wheel, okay? This wagon's about to come unglued. They are keeping it together with Gorilla Glue and duct tape at this point. Last night was bad because for the first time all season, the Bucs had their full complement of skill players. Maybe week one they had everybody. But they had Godwin, they had Igbuka, they had Evans, they had McMillan, they had Irving, and they had Mayfield. And they had this whole array of talent available to them offensively. And this was like, this is the team that people said, okay, this, the first 2 months of the season, this is a team that can do something. This is a team that has the capability to potentially push for a Super Bowl berth. This is a team that can win the NFC because they have all these weapons. When you're up 14 with 10 minutes to play, I understand the Falcons drove it and they scored three times. They had three scoring drives in the last 10 minutes. The Bucks couldn't score once with all of that talent, all those playmakers, all that. To me, that's where you lose it. Again, you don't want to give up points, but like the Falcons are reckless, abandoned, caution to the wind, whatever. All you need is a field goal to win a game.
Here's my theory. The Falcons are so bad that their opponents just assume that they are going to lose it, so they don't feel like they have to win it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. You know, actually, this is Underdog. Did you see this wild stat from Underdog this morning? That Kyle Pitts last night earned 7% of the fantasy points that he's earned in his entire career.
What?
Think about the number of people.
How many did he have?
Hand in the air. I'm going to look. If you play a PPR league, 1 point per reception, okay, and I'm assuming 6 points for a receiving touchdown, all right? I'm making some assumptions about your league. Then last night, your boy went for 27, 33, 39, 40, 45.6 points. 45.6. 7% of his – look, I've drafted Kyle Pitts multiple times. I've drunk the Kool-Aid. If you took Kyle Pitts this year, it's likely you looked around and had no other options. And you're also in fantasy playoffs right now. If you're trying to win a fantasy football championship and your only option was to throw Kyle Pitts out there and you were sure you were going to lose, congratulations to you. That is a Christmas miracle right there. That Kyle Pitts, for the first time in his godforsaken career, that he actually stepped up to the plate. He made some great plays last night on some adequate throws from our friend and the best paid backup in America, Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins had a career backup night. I mean, he had his best game ever as a backup. 30 of 44 for 373, three touchdowns, no interceptions. How many teams in the league right now wish Kirk Cousins was on their roster, though?
I know of one for sure.
Put your hand down, Colts fan. You already got an old guy.
Yeah, Cousins goes for 373 last night. Again, this is the Falcons' backup. This is not – I mean – I would say the Falcons' offense has been fine for the most part. I mean, they got squashed like a bug on Sunday against the Seahawks, but that was also the Seahawks. I mean, they've been losing games scoring in the mid-20s at least. Like, this has not been a dreadful – this ain't the Jets or, like, the Bears from last year or whatever.
Oh, listen, they can move the ball. It's just like I said to begin with. They're going to move the ball, and then they're going to do something stupid. Last night, I believe it was a Bijan Robinson run for, like, 30 yards. That gets called back on a meaningless hold, an unnecessary hold on the edge. That is who my Falcons are.
Wait. I just saw the
when
number.
Bijan Robinson is in your backfield and you struggle doing anything correctly, you line up in a very vanilla formation. You do not put anybody in motion. You hand the ball to number 7, and then as soon as he's past you, you clap. When I was in high school,
you clap.
Do you know where I got that from?
Stop playing. No.
My senior year of high school, my team was bad. I mean, like, played for the state as a junior, and then everybody left. Senior year was bad. We could not have a kickoff return, and there were many because we let the other team score quite a bit. We could not have a kickoff return without holding or a block in the back. As God is my witness, our coach said, if the ball passes you, you stop and you clap, and if you don't stop and clap, you are running sprints on Monday.
No way.
So that's what we did.
No way. I guess that's one way to do it. You get the job done that way. Oh, man, that's unbelievable.
Stop and clap. So that's what we did.
Do you know how many?
I ran really fast so that I didn't have to do that. I didn't block anybody. I just stayed ahead of the.
Why?
Just stayed ahead of the carrier.
Why is Ben's really driving that guy to the sideline?
Man,
why is he?
if we need anybody blocked 58 yards downfield, he's down there waiting on you.
I didn't see anybody coach. Do you know how many penalties the Falcons had last? Do you know the number?
42 gazillion.
Okay, you're actually not that far. I knew it was a lot. I knew it was a lot.
I think there were 9 in the first half.
19 penalties. 19 penalties for
125.
That has to be a record. I'm sorry. That has to be a record. 19 penalties?
When you have more penalty yardage than rushing yardage, and Bijan Robinson is your running back, there's a problem.
They did. They had 111 rushing and 125 in penalties. 19 Listen. Penalties. And think about it. There had to be some decline ones in there. There had to be more flags. <It's>
like, there was one decline where, nah, we just feel sorry for him. And we don't want that one. As a Falcons fan, something good happens to my team, I immediately look for the flag. It's like,
well, that's the worst I've seen. And that's why Todd Bowles, who is actually pretty calm as a person, like he's pretty, like I've seen him in press conferences, like he doesn't really get that fired up. He's pretty level, measured, just totally lost his mind at the press conference.
Yeah, he should.
Because you lost a game where you were up 14
probably
to a team that
say
committed.
Some of the stuff that you said, but.
Had a lot of words in there. I mean, you're up 14 against a team that committed 19 penalties in a game with 10 minutes left at home. You should probably win the game. And I would like to congratulate the Carolina Panthers on winning the NFC South because I don't know how the Bucs come back from this.
The only team above 500.
Hey, all you got to do is win that division. Darren, we're going to come to you on the other side. Let me tell you about Wendy's Tendies. If you're still trying to figure out what to do for lunch, I got something for you. The Wendy's Tendies are terrific. Ben and I both have grade A 5-star endorsements on the Wendy's signature sauce. So pair that signature sauce with the Wendy's Tendies. You won't regret that choice. You can get a 3-count or a 4-count. You know, whatever floats your boat. At Wendy's, Anderson, Oconee, Pickens County, Wendy's location. Download the app, order today. Stay with us. Hour number one continues right after this. Don't go anywhere.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Tough, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Merry Christmas.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 3 miles from historic downtown and 8 miles from Clemson. Choose from one or two-story designs starting in the mid-300s and customize every detail in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. Community pool opens in 2026. Move in fast or build your dream home and save up to $15,000 or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com and start your new chapter in the upstate.
At Carolina Top Dressing, we specialize in professional leaf removal and top-notch turf repairs. Let us take care of your yard while you enjoy quality time with your family. Don't let your lawn's potential go to waste. Carolina Top Dressing is also your go-to solution for maintaining a healthy and vibrant lawn. With our specialized soil conditioning program, we ensure your grass stays nourished and healthy. Visit us now at CarolinaTopDressing.com for your free quote, and as always, go Tigers!
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy on a new set of tires for Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694 or visit online at PendletonTire.com.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-691-9999. That's 800-691-9999.
Rain-X wipers are the number one wiper blades in America. That means all kinds of drivers choose Rain-X. Big drivers in small cars choose Rain-X. Small drivers in big cars choose Rain-X. Drivers with long hair and short commutes choose Rain-X. Drivers with short hair and long commutes choose Rain-X. Drivers with pets on board, babies on board, and bored babies on board choose Rain-X. Basically, drivers who love a clear view of the road all choose Rain-X wipers, the number one wiper blades in America.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kay takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kay gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Our line continues. Out of bounds, William Quaggenbush, Ben Milstead with you. Thanks for joining us here on the program today. This is a fun time for a lot of people. I've seen a few like Clemson acceptance videos from people I know, or people shared them on social media or whatever. Like college acceptance, it's a big time for that. When you get to the end of the rainbow on college acceptance, you get your class ring. And Collegiate Legacy Designs has those for you in plaque form. Greg and Julie Terry understand the significance of a Clemson ring, a Citadel ring. They want to make sure you can take that to your home, to your office. They want to make sure you have the opportunity to enjoy that. And these designs, these are handcrafted. These are great, great designs. Five-star reviews all over their website. For more, go to collegiatelegacydesigns.com. This is a great Christmas gift. You have less than 2 weeks to shop, people. It's collegiatelegacydesigns.com. Do it today. Texter says, do either of you remember Squeaky Watson? I do. My dad was a youth pastor right near Woodmont High School when Squeaky Watson played for Palmetto. And two things I remember about Palmetto. They had a female kicker who kicked like a 40-some yard field goal in the game that Squeaky Watson went for. It could have been 6,000 yards. I will never forget watching Squeaky Watson, but I was like 8, 9 years old. Never, ever forget watching him run the ball at Palmetto High School.
There's only been a handful, maybe four or five guys that I've ever gone to watch in person just because, like, no dog in the fight, just want to go watch them. Squeaky Watson at Palmetto was one of those.
The reason that text came in is because they said he smoked my high school team so bad one night, all we could do was clap. So they did your thing with the Squeaky Watson last night, or what you were talking about. Let's go to Darren and Pickens, who's up with us next. Hey, Darren.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you. I've been listening to y'all for a long time. So, and you guys tell me, you know, or tell on air that you watch all these games and you go to all these games and all that kind of stuff. I just wonder how your wives handle all you watching all these games and stuff. Are they jealous or what?
We're both married to sports fans. That's one thing.
My wife works a lot of games too, so normally we're there.
My wife truly is a bigger football fan than I am.
Oh my goodness! Okay, so y'all got it made then.
it ain't bad. I'll tell you that it ain't bad.
That's really good. So okay, well, on to the next question. Appreciate that information, but can you tell me this whole thing with Michael Jordan and NASCAR? Can you guys explain a little bit if what's going on and why this lawsuit came about? What's it affecting? Because I don't have a clue. Just curious.
I don't know that much about it. I know it's part of an antitrust thing, but I don't know the specifics. I know that Jordan was on the stand earlier this week, maybe yesterday or Wednesday, that he was on the stand. And I assume that his racing team, which is one of the smaller teams, that they're filing suit against NASCAR for favoring some of the bigger ones, but I don't know. I don't know the specifics of that.
The antitrust part was there were several teams that accused NASCAR of creating a monopoly and then they controlled the rules, the schedules, the tracks. They controlled everything. And it got to a point where they felt like the drivers did not have and the teams did not have a voice. It was follow or leave kind of a thing. There was about the revenue sharing that drivers and teams could not, they didn't really have any negotiating power. It was deeper than that, but that's the Cliff Notes version of that. And the Michael Jordan part, he was, I think the teams used him as a face because he's a part owner in a team, You put Michael Jordan on the stand, people pay attention.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of that stuff pop up, and I'm like, what in the world's going on? Because I hadn't heard anything about it till this week. So I was just curious if y'all knew anything about it.
Yeah, I think there's a settlement that's sort of in the stages of being worked out there. So we'll probably learn a little bit more later on, Darren. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay. And actually,
Jordan is a principal owner of a team with Denny Hamlin. I didn't realize. I thought he was just like an investor. So.
I did too. I did not realize that his. That his stake was that deep and that that great. It does feel like there's some reforms coming because of this at the end of it. So
you know, it honestly is a little like Liv Golf and PGA and the things that a lot of golfers were saying about the PGA before Liv was formed.
There are some similarities. I had not thought about that, but that's very interesting. And you know what? I think those were the... Those are the things that I think people probably thought were more legitimate. You know, there were a lot of things about Liv that people thought were illegitimate or ill-advised. But one of the things that people thought were legitimate is, hey, we really only have to do things this one way. We really can't, have some new ideas and freshen this up a little bit and make it a little more palatable for other people and a little more egalitarian. You know, like those are the kind of things that I think that's where LIV Golf came from in terms of its popular appeal. And then, like, how that comes about, people are going, oh, I don't know if we want to get there this way.
Yeah, before we go to Tar Heel, Chad, did you see Brooks Koepka suggesting he's going to sit out his final year? His contract ends with LIV next year. That he's going to sit, the whole year so that he can come back to the PGA.
Are you serious? He's going to not play on LIV?
That is what he has suggested, yes.
Ooh.
More on that later.
Well, I was going to say, what is that? That's unbelievable. And they're just going to keep paying him? There's no penalty for that?
I wouldn't know. I don't know that. I haven't, you know, quite frankly, I don't care enough about it to dig any deeper other than I just saw that. And I know that he's been, I mean, now they're all very happy with the money. But they're not happy that they can't have the money and still play, have all the other benefits of being on the PGA Tour. Like, I don't know, fans.
I got to be honest, Ben. This is where my mind's going here. Do you really want to? Do you want to piss off the Saudis like this?
That's a different kind of collection agency,
right? I mean, there's this episode, which this is weird. I'm not, like, nobody's killing Brooks Koepka over this, but there was this episode of Law and Order that it's one of my favorite ones, like old school Law and Order from probably the early 2000s, where these two guys were trying to open up a nightclub and they took a loan from a loan shark. That ended up, like, there were some people that ended up dead, and they ended up sort of accessories, and they were like, we really just wanted a nightclub, and we thought it would be an easy way to get some cash or whatever. I mean, isn't that a way this goes? Like, Phil Mickelson's taking a bunch of Saudi money, and, you know, like, Brooks Koepka's taking a bunch of Saudi money, and, like, you work for the Saudis now. Like, you just going to lay down on that? Like, I would not mess with them. I'm just going to go ahead, based on the track record, I would not fiddle around with the Saudis' money.
Well, he would forfeit the money, but that is his 1 year. That would be his 1 year suspension for the PGA in order to come back.
Okay. So he's basically going to not have a salary this year.
So an athlete has to sit out a year before he can transfer?
No, that can't be true.
That can't be fair.
That, I mean, that's...
Why has no one else thought of that?
That's indentured servitude, Ben. That's way too... That's egregious what you're suggesting. Let's go to Tar Heel Chad, who's up with us next. What's up, Chad?
Cool. What's up, bud?
Oh, we're doing great. Hope you're doing well.
How many teams do you think the league is going to get in the tournament this year on December 12th if you had to handicap it?
You know, I'm pretty bullish. Let me look. I want to make sure I'm not saying anything crazy. Let me pull up the net rankings real quick.
You're not going to include Wake Forest, I assume.
I am not going to include Wake Forest. I've learned my lesson. Seth Greenberg was never making it with Virginia Tech, and Steve Forbes not making it with Wake Forest. You know who I am going to include?
Wake Forest schedule has non-con schedule has been much better.
It has been better. That's true. They have a quad two win.
Oh yeah,
that's true. I think the league is going to get eight. I think they're going to get eight. Yeah, and you know what's funny is like the teams there are eight right now in the top 31 of the net. I think one of those will not make it, and I think Virginia Tech will make it. I think Virginia Tech is going to be a problem with Mike Young this year. Chad,
say it
again. You got us?
Yeah, I got you. Who's okay. The eight?
Who's the eight?
Yeah, so who's the eight team?
This would be my eight. So you've got Duke, North Carolina, Louisville. I think Clemson, Virginia, Miami. I think NC State will make it. And then basically for me it's down to SMU and Virginia Tech. I would say Miami, NC State, SMU, Virginia Tech, I think three of those four teams will end up making it.
I would put Wake in that category.
Yeah, Wake may be in that. Yeah, Wake will probably be in the mix. Wake will be in a conversation. I agree with that.
Yeah, boy, Forbes has to make it. If not, he's going to be back at, I don't know, Western Carolina or somewhere. There's no way they keep him if he doesn't make the dance.
How many you think? What's your number?
I was going to say six.
Okay.
I'm just unclear. I mean, NC State's going to probably make it. They haven't played great early on. Again, it's a whole new team and crazy Will Wade. So I get the sense that they'll, you know, figure it out as long as no one is, you know, no felonies are committed.
I think tomorrow's big for them. They host Kansas. I think tomorrow's huge because I don't see Boise and I don't see VCU being quad ones at the end of the year. That means they would not have a quad one win in the non-conference. So if they want a non-conference win in quad one, they got to get it with Kansas.
The good thing is I think there'll be more quad one wins available in the league this year than there has been.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that. Clemson's got eight right now that would qualify as quad ones in the league, which in years past you're talking about four and they're all road games.
I'll ask you both this. Is there a possibility Boston College goes 0-for in the conference?
Do they play Georgia Tech?
Yes.
I think they do.
They're at Georgia Tech. Oh, my. Yeah. Then, yeah.
Both of them will lose that game, though. So they both lose. You can't win that game. That's not possible.
They had an estimated 450 fans at the UMass game. 450.
How many of those are UMass fans?
Or New Haven, rather.
Oh, boy. Oh. How many of those are New Haven fans?
Got it.
450.
That's awful.
You gotta send Boston College to the Patriot League.
We talked about this a couple days ago. Chad, I appreciate the phone call. We got to run. We're up against it. Thanks very much. We talked about this a couple days ago. There are folks at Boston College who are saying we cannot continue to subsidize this many sports. We have to cut some sport because we can't spend enough money to be good in anything. We're not good in anything. So we need to cut some sports so we can have the money to be good at something. And I buy that at Boston College. They're not good at, they're bad at women's basketball. I mean, Clemson went up there last year and got their teeth kicked in, and then all their players left.
Maybe they could have two hockey teams rather than one. They are good at hockey.
They are good at hockey. That's true. I forget about hockey. This hour of the program brought to you by our friends at Arthrex. Careers.arthrex.com. That's a website to go. Sandy Springs, Pendleton area. They are expanding. They are growing. They are maturing into one of the best companies in the upstate. They are right at the forefront of creating the surgical and orthopedic tools to get everybody from weekend warriors to professional athletes back in the game. That is what Arthrex gives you. They give you a great experience as an employee, too. They want to get you in their culture. They want to train you, equip you, and promote you. They're big on that. It's a family environment there. They care about you and your family with a gourmet chef, cooking meals. They've got on-site medical clinic, athletic fields, and transportation subsidies, daycare. It's a great spot to work, careers.arthrex.com.
But as we go to break, Texture says the fact that they estimated 450 is comedic gold, which I think this is the Texture's point. Couldn't somebody just count it? Like the usher in the back
at
of a church,
number,
you know? I mean,
at that number, yes.
417. I counted.
And that is the most Miami Marlins way to do this, and I'm here for it. Stay with us. Hour number one continues right after this.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 in Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123 Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen, whether it's your first house or your forever home. We offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Estes Heating and Air. This season, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year filled with joy, comfort, and peace. And here's a gift idea that keeps on giving: a UV light for your home's HVAC system. It helps keep your air clean, reducing allergens, and making your home a healthier place all year long. Call Estes Heating and Air today and give your family the gift of clean, fresh air this holiday season. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your family.
Attention student athletes, don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
Discounted Appliance Warehouse in Pickens. It's not just what you buy, it's who you buy it from. Jeff and his team have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.9 star rating because they treat you like family. Get honest advice, expert answers, and a stress-free experience. With more than 1,500 appliances in stock, refrigerators, washers, dryers, ovens, and more, the Upstate shops here with confidence. Stop by in Pickens or visit online at dawpickens.com. dawpickens.com.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down on the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
The moon is drunk on midnight wine. Shadows dance on the skyline.
They're feeling in the holiday spirit, but by the way, that song is great. What is that? What's the name of that?
Velvet Skies. It's
okay.
It's a different you wouldn't believe me if I told you what that is. That is an AI generated song.
Shut your mouth. No way. God we're
it's
smart.
It's unbelievable.
We are so smart now. I don't know if they're in the holiday spirit or what, but Ingles is just handing out deals this week. I told my story Wednesday about how I legitimately saved 20 cents on gas in the store on Wednesday. Over 400 fuel perks points, which is remarkable. Ben Milstead, you had a glorious Ingles trip today where you may have saved half the GDP of a small nation in the store.
I almost set a record today. I saved $34 on a bill that ended up being $44. So if I wouldn't have bought that salad, I would have saved as much as I spent. Or half as, you get the point.
I get it. Yes.
the bill would have been 80, then it was 40.
So you saved 40. You could have bought $40 more stuff, and you would have made $40,
Coke
basically.
And Pepsi products are both on sale in there.
They're just giving them away, people. Just giving you free stuff. Low prices, love the savings.
I felt accomplished, really.
Incredible.
Now I bought soft drinks that I rarely ever drink, but still.
That just means your money goes further, Ben. It just goes further, you know? Texter says, I feel sorry for Earl Grant. Is BC the one P4 program where a head coach may leave for an assistant job elsewhere? I think they're going to move on from Earl at the end of the year. And I do feel, I feel really bad for him.
Earl, I love our staff now. I really did. There's not many staff members that I have just not liked. But Earl Grant is one that I really miss. Earl Grant and Richie Riley, those are the two.
Friend of the show. He listened to the station every day when he was coaching here.
They're both football fans, and Earl especially. He's a great basketball mind. I feel for him. But look, Earl knew that. He knew that about Boston College when he went there. He did not know NIL and all this was coming. Which has made it even more challenging for a school like Boston College. I was looking this up during the break, Quok. They have 31 varsity sports at Boston College, including fencing, sailing. You're in Boston. Yeah, I know.
Who are you playing against in sailing, bro?
As soon as the ice melts, we're going to ski. Sailing season will begin. They have skiing.
Again, who else
is
doing this?
Snow or water? We don't know.
You know, it's a year-round sport, Ben.
They're in the EISA conference for skiing, and there's a regional sailing conference. So they're in that. They are in Hockey East in ice hockey, and of course ACC. They have men's and women's skiing, sailing, hockey, lacrosse, golf, fencing, men's and women's.
See, like when people say, well, the Olympic sports are going to go to pay for the stuff that you have to pay for now. I mean, I think people think about soccer and tennis and things like that. No. It's going to be skiing and like that kind of stuff. Sailing. Those teams are going to go. That expense is going to be absorbed. That's going to be absorbed back into the budget. Because you don't need that. Like, how can you compete with men? Think about it. It may not even be that. I don't know the budget of the sailing team. I don't know. But if you combine the budget of the sailing and skiing teams, is that worth one men's basketball player? I mean, think about it. Like,
and the fact that you have men's and women's in that, there's a lot of schools who are doing it for Title IX. You know, Clemson has women's rowing. You don't have men's rowing because it helps you in Title IX. You need those numbers, right? When you have both, it cancels out. So, I don't know. If you're in a budget crisis and and you stink at everything, unfortunately, some of those sports have to be on the chopping block, right?
Yeah, you would think. Just from – it's the financial reality of the situation. You can't have all things at once. Something got to go. And that feels like, in the case of Boston College, that's something that's got to go. Because otherwise, they're going to lose at everything but hockey.
By the way, I love sailing. If they would have had – I'd have found me a school in college. I'll be a sailor.
Oh, Ben Milstead. All aboard! You could see. You'd be so good at that. Let's go to Scott in Greenville, who's up with us next. What's up, Scott?
Quark, I bet that sailing team, I bet the names on their boats are the Nina, the Pina, and the Santa Maria. Sponsored by Stepbrothers.
Every time, it's got to be that, yes.
And then they don't take plane trips. Like, they float down the coast. Play Florida.
You know, I was thinking, Miami. What if they sail against Stanford? Because you know full well that if there is a sport that anybody competes against, Stanford offers it. Do they sail around? Like, do they have to go through the Panama Canal to get to Stanford? Like,
they're probably going to figure out a way to get into Lake Michigan and then come down the Mississippi River and then go. Who knows?
Then you have to get the kayaking team in there. You got to do kayaking to get down the river. Yes.
The NIL money on that's got to be fantastic.
If you say so, buddy.
Yeah, man. Hey, I thought yesterday might be my last call to you, but I survived. So
thank goodness, man. Thank goodness. Hope you're doing well.
So I will talk to you on the other side. It just will be a little bit later than we had anticipated.
Man.
But hey, have you? I didn't get to listen to the rest of you yesterday, and I hadn't gotten to listen to you much today. Have you dove into the schedules that came out yesterday for the SEC?
Not yet. I think it's fair to ask if South Carolina is ever going to a bowl game ever again, though.
But man, that schedule's brutal. I looked at the first half of their schedule, and the first half I looked at, I'm going 3-3, maybe 4-2, depending on what Mississippi State team has. And it's still way too early, but the back half of that schedule, maybe win at Arkansas, and that's it. The rest of that schedule, as of right now, is toast.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see how in the world Beamer survives that.
I can get them to 5 without what I would consider to be a more than a touchdown upset. I can get them to 5.
Yeah.
But that's as far as I can get, unless they have a major upset in there. Or, like, you know, you could – Portal Combat could be really bad for one of the teams on their schedule or really good for them. We still don't really know what the rosters are.
No, we don't, and there's a lot to do between now and then. But just look at – and I also looked at Tennessee, and I was just wondering your thoughts. If Heupel struggles next year, you think he's a hot seat candidate? Because their second game of the year is at Georgia Tech. They play Furman first, which is a win. Then they go to Georgia Tech, then Kennesaw State, then Texas, Auburn. They play Alabama at home. They come to South Carolina. They'll probably win that game. But their last three games are Texas A&M, LSU, and Vandy. He could lose out.
Here's what I would say about Heupel, okay? I think Josh Heupel is doing – if we did not have his UCF tenure, you could argue that he would not be a hot seat candidate. But here were his win percentages at UCF. 923, 769, 600, 538. I'm sorry. 923, 769, 600. So they declined every year. Then he gets a Tennessee job after COVID. 538 he starts. Then he goes 846, 692, 769, and then right now 667. If they lose their bowl game, they'll be 8-5. It'll be his worst team yet. There were diminishing returns at UCF, and there are diminishing returns right now at Tennessee. So you now have two stops where your best season or one of your best seasons perhaps was your first season, or maybe it's the second season at Tennessee. And so if he does go 8-4, 7-5, Scott, I appreciate the phone call. I'm going to try to get one more in here.
Yeah, buddy.
If he does go 7-5, then perhaps you could talk about maybe a bad trajectory there. I don't know. I do think it's a big year for him, though. Let's go to Kane, who's up with us next. We got a couple minutes left in this hour. What's up, Kane?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just wanted to say, I think I'm probably one of the youngest listeners. I'm a senior at Clemson.
There we go.
Love the show.
Thank you so much.
I'm in an argument with my roommates. They think T.J. Moore is gone. I don't think so, and I just wanted to get y'all's thoughts on that.
Great question, Kane. Appreciate the phone call. I don't know. I'm not going to help you.
I did see that he is co-sponsoring a high school or a kids camp in Greenville. Date I don't remember, a couple months from now, and for me I took that as a good sign. You know, it was like him and Tristan Smith and I think Sammy Brown and I forget who the fourth was, but like, you're probably not committing to a camp if in the Greenville market if you're planning on leaving the market. Not to say that you couldn't do that, but, you know, you follow me?
Yes. Here's my thought on T.J. Moore. We can maybe talk about this on the other side. And I do want to get to South Carolina's schedule and some of the SEC schedules, too. I do believe that T.J. Moore was highly frustrated early in the season. His body language was terrible. I think the thing that may help T.J. Moore stay at Clemson is actually that Bryant Wesco got hurt. Because his body language was not terrible the last month of the season. Whether that was because he's getting more looks, maybe it's because Cade Klubnik's playing better, maybe it's because he feels more in sync as a play caller, maybe he was going through some personal stuff. Like, we don't actually know what brought about the change. But his demeanor in between plays in September was different than his demeanor in between plays in November. And people are going through like these social media posts where like these guys look like they're like going into a portal-ish type of thing. Man, I am not going to try to psychoanalyze a 20-year-old.